الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our silsila, our program, Links of Spiritual Lights. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we are talking about the blessed lives and the biographies of the shuyukh from the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila. And as you know, if you've been watching this program, this silsila, that we're discussing not only the biographies, but we also discuss the importance of bay'ah, the importance of having a Shaykh-e Kamil, and what is the need of having a Shaykh-e Kamil, and also we learned the conditions of a Peer-e Kamil as well. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the main theme of this silsila is that we learnt also the barakat and the blessings of reciting the Shajra Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya. Now the Shajra, as you know, it is the spiritual tree that connects to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and these chains, the links, are the Buzurgan Deen rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this link starts from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then so forth, and then it comes to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, on whose name this Qadri silsila is on. And then from Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from his son towards, and today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about the lives of the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th and the 25th shuyukh of this beautiful silsila. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is important to choose a Shaykh-e Kamil. And also, Alhamdulillah, this beautiful Shajra Sharif that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu had written, the first 18 poems and the last poem were written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who does not know Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, his poetry, subhanallah, is amazing. People are amazed to how Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has chosen the words in his poetry. And in the same way, in the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila, this Razvi silsila, alhamdulillah, that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has written this beautiful shajra. And again, you know, we're all amazed to the knowledge that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had, the way he's chosen the words explaining about the Buzurgan Deen rahimahumullah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's start with the poem, with the Duaiya poem that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in this Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila. Ture irfano aluwo hamdo husna o baha de Ali Musa Hasan Ahmad baha ke vasite. Some of the words that have been chosen in this one is irfan. Irfan means knowledge or recognition. And uluv means height, hamd excellence, and baha is shine, roshni, light. And the mafhum of the dua is that, O Allah, for the sake of Sayyiduna Shaykh Ali Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, give me height, give me uluv in my deen and my dunya. And for the sake of Sayyiduna Shaykh Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi, give me a high rank in your recognition. And for the sake of Sayyiduna Shaykh Hassan Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, give me goodness. For the sake of Shaykh Ahmad, give me excellence. For the sake of Sayyiduna Bahauddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, give me light in my deen and in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, such a beautiful dua. And again, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, You know, the words that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has chosen. Now there are five nisbat, five connections in this poem itself. For Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has chosen the word ulu because it rhymes, it connects with nisbat from Ali to ulu and from Musa to Irfan. You know, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Mount Tur. So for here, Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has chosen the word Tur Irfan. And for Hassan, Husna, and Ahmad, Hamd, and Baha'uddin, Baha. So his, the name of the Buzurgan-e-Din, Rahimahumullah, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi, has chosen a word to explain the excellence of these Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the blessings and the benefits that we can derive from their beautiful characters. Now, inshallah, we're going to start off with the 21st Buzurg from this Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya Silsila. And that was Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Ali Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Shaykh Ali Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was born in Baghdad. Hence, he was known as Baghdadi because he was born in Baghdad. His early upbringing and his education was from his father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhyiddin Abu Nasr Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And some of the other great teachers and ulama and shuyukh of that time. So you can see that in a very early part of his life, he started to study the knowledge of the deen. He did bayt and he was chosen as a khalifa by his honorable father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhyiddin Abu Nasr Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali passed away on the 23rd of Shawwal, 739 Hijri, and his Rozai Park, his Mazar Sharif, is in Baghdad Sharif in Iraq. And the 22nd Sheikh that we are going to be discussing today is Hazrat Sayyiduna Mir Sayyid Musa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was also born in Baghdad Sharif, and he was a very high ranked wali of his time and was very pious and very God fearing, and he spread the message of knowledge of Islam to many people and throughout many places around him. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, one of the connections that we find from these Buzurgan-e-Din, rahimahumullah, is that one of the things that are very, very important that is highlighted in their life is their education. That, alhamdulillah, they gave a lot of importance to their education. And one of the most important thing, my dear Islamic brothers, we see from the life of these Buzurgan-e-Din is that they didn't stay in one place. They didn't stay in one place and they start to spread the knowledge wherever they can. They traveled in many, many places, in many areas, and many, many countries they traveled to pass on the message of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As you know, this is a very, very beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا. Pass on from me whatever you know, even though it might be a small thing, pass it on from me. And these Buzurg rahimahumullah ta'ala, they traveled to many places in the world, spreading the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spreading the message of the Quran. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in today's day and age, we have alhamdulillah azza wa jal Dawat-e-Islami. Amir al-Sunnah, Shaykh Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, alhamdulillah, has given us this thought and this tariqah of the Buzurgan-e-Din, that we should also travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of Madani Qafile. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, up till now, many, you know, I will not be exaggerating if I say that thousands of Madani Qafile, or even up till now, you know, million Madani Qafile, more than that, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, have traveled in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the message of Dawat-e-Islami, one of the ways that Amir al-Sunnah, he says that the backbone of Dawat-e-Islami is Madani Qafila. And I would request the Islamic brothers who are watching this silsila, please make time. The thing is, if you say to yourself that, look, I'm too busy working, I can't get enough time, or I love to go on the Madani Qafila, but listen, I don't have time. My dear Islamic brothers, the only time that we can say that I will not have time is because the shaitan is after us. The shaitan does not want us to work for the beautiful deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to spread out this message of deen. There are so many people You know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by traveling on the Madani Qafila, you get experience, you know, you get experience on hand, what the situation of deen is today. You get the experience when you talk to different people, when you travel to different places. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you meet different people, you see how important it is to leave your home in search of knowledge. 27 days a month we spend it with our family, with our work. 3 days a month can we not leave and travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of deen. And yet, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if we are still lazy and we do not travel on the Madani Qafile, then it is only us to blame. Remember, there is a lot of need for Madani Qafile in our time today. There is so much that we need to promote the message of Islam. You know, okay, we need to work. No one's denying that. I'm not saying leave your jobs and come with me. We're going to go on a Madani Qafila and we're never back, never to return. That's not the case. We all know that. Madani Qafila is 3 days a month or in 12 months, 30 days consecutively. We can do that. Why can't we do that? You know, if we have something to do with the dunya, if I have to travel somewhere, you know, I'll go. My friends, go and chill out. Weekend, we're gone. Yeah, that's because my friends have told me that we need to go out and eat food in such a place. Let's go to Europe. Let's go here. You know, just to have fun. Why can't we have the same fun, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal propagate our beautiful deen and educate ourselves. Education, 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 my dear Islamic brothers. Whatever knowledge we learn, it should be only for the deen. So the lives of these Buzurgane Deen, Rahimahumullah, their lives were not only to stay in one place so people come and kiss their hands, give them nazrane. That wasn't their way of tabligh. Their way of tabligh was to go out and teach and preach Islam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is exactly what they have done. Data Ali Hajveri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you know, his Mazar-e-Pak today, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, is in Lahore. Is in Lahore today. But yet, where did Data Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali come from? He wasn't from Pakistan or that area. He came from outside. In the same way, we have the Mazar-e-Pak of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His family traveled from Kandahar in Afghanistan and they settled in India. They didn't come there to work. They came here to do the tabligh of deen. We have Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His Mazar-e-Pak is in India, in Ajmer Sharif. He wasn't born in India. So these Buzurgan-e-Deen rahimahumullah, can you see the importance, my dear Islam brothers? Can you see this connection that these Buzurg had? They went out on for search for knowledge and also to spread the message of Islam throughout the whole world. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is one of the beauties of Amir Ahle Sunnat, that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he has given us this understanding and this mindset that we also need to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and to propagate the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I request you, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel who are watching this silsila, please now try to look for some Islamic brother and travel on the Madani Qafila. Whenever, first instance, whenever possible, try to travel on the Madani Qafila. You'll see the blessings yourself. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll see how much barakat and blessings we will gain by traveling on the Madani Qafila. Hazrat Sayyidina Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he passed away on the 13th of Rajab, 763 Hijri, and his Mazar-e-Pak is in Baghdad Sharif. The next Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that we are going to be discussing is the 23rd Buzurg from the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariyya Silsila, Hazrat Sayyidi Sheikh Hassan Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was also born in Baghdad Sharif, and his father was Hazrat Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah, we've just learned about his life. So, you know, another beautiful connection that you see that these Buzurgan-e-Deen rahimahumullah, their successors were their own sons. It doesn't mean that, ma'azallah, their sons, you know, they kept it all in the family. Today, sadly, people think, you know, why has this person, you know, he's the peer, yet his son has taken over. If his son is capable, then why not? You know, alhamdulillah, from this year we see that their sons, alhamdulillah, they were capable. They were capable to continue this message of the beautiful deen, the message of Quran and Sunnah. And you know, this is what you call a true relationship between a father and son. Now, majority of these Buzurgan Deen rahimahumullah, they learnt their education from their father. And he about Shaykh Hasan Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also learned his early education and his upbringing by his father, and Hazrat Sayyidina Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So another beautiful thing that we learn from these Buzurgan Deen rahimahumullah's life is that they educated their children in the deen as well. You know, they didn't, you know, waste their time. They are straight away when their children were 4 or 5 years old, or even some of them, alhamdulillah, started to give them that training in a very tender age. And this is exactly what we need to do as well, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. We also have children, we have grandchildren. Okay, we don't have children, we've got nieces, we've got nephews, we've got relatives. Try to bring these little children up in the deen. And this also, it teaches us how important parenthood is. And I want to also discuss about, you know, how to bring our children up. These Buzurgan Deen, rahimahumullah, we have a very beautiful resemblance today. And subhanallah, you know, when I'm talking about all these Buzurg, rahimahumullah, we have a very beautiful resemblance. We have many shuyukh, alhamdulillah, in this world who are doing a very, very good work of deen. But my dear Islamic brothers, one name that shines out is Amir al-Sunnah. You know, if you look at Amir al-Sunnah, his mashallah sons, you know, both of the sons, Madani, Alim-e-Deen, and alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, so pious and God-fearing, subhanallah, it amazes you that this is the tarbiyah that we should be giving to our children as well. If we are fathers, then we should be teaching our children. Like the ulama, they say that it's the father's duty to educate their son in the deen, to teach them the Quran, to teach them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and so on, also to teach them the love of the Ahl-e Bayt. Amir al-Sunnah, in one of the Madani Muzakirah, he was asked about bringing up children. And Amir al-Sunnah, he says that, alhamdulillah, with my son, Ubaid Raza, when he was young, I used to wake him up for Fajr Salah. And the brothers, Islami brothers, they say that even at the tender age of 7, alhamdulillah, he used to be 5 times namazi, you know, for tahajjud as well. And we see that in this. You look at them and you know, alhamdulillah, azawajal, these are very, very pious children. May Allah Ta'ala give us all pious and respectful children who can only, not only respect us as parents, but also, alhamdulillah, respect and work for our deen as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Hasan Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was very, very famous, and he was very famous as the one who would do a lot of zikr. He would do a lot of zikrullah azza wa jal, and also he would spend his time in meditation. And this is what in Dawat-e-Islami's term we call it fikr-e-Madina. Fikr-e-Madina in the terms of Dawat-e-Islami, another beautiful Madani pool, Madani flower that Amir al-Sunnah has given us is Madani In'amat. Madani In'amat, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, is a small booklet that comprises of 72 questions. It's a small questionnaire that Amir al-Sunnah has written. This is 72 Madani In'amat that Amir al-Sunnah has written for the Islamic brothers, also available in English and many other languages as well. Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, has given us this beautiful secrets of the awliya Allah in the form of Fikr-e-Madina. I request you, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you do not know what Fikr-e, what the Madani In'amat is, go on to the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in one of the departments of Dawat Islami, inshallah, you will see Madani In'amat. If you click on that, it'll give you more information. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami's ijtima in the UK, there's more than 50 or 60 different cities where the weekly ijtimas are taking place for Islamic brothers and for Islamic sisters as well. And if you are anywhere in the English speaking part of the world, South Africa, America, Canada, and many other English speaking countries, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see Faizan-e-Madina, you will see Maktabatul-Madina, and inshallah azza wa jal, if you go on there, you will find and this risala. Or if you go on to maktabatulmadina.net, 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 you will be able to purchase a Madani In'amat card. They're only what, 5-10 pence. You don't need to borrow money from someone. It's 5-10 pence. But I guarantee you, once you start to read this Madani Inamat card, inshallah azawajal, you will see the barakah. When you start acting upon them, inshallah azawajal, you will see how your life, inshallah azawajal, will be molded into a life of taqwa, life of fear. And seriously, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, we don't know what we are missing out. Seriously, you know, these buzurgan deen rahimahumullah, they spend their lives in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They spend their lives in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of the buzurgan deen rahimahumullah, they reach to the status of fana fillah. Fana fillah is when someone is totally drowned in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of the buzurgan deen were drowned in the status of fana fil rasul, fana fil shaykh. To achieve this status, there's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Fikr-e-Madinah, Madani Inamat is one of the ways how we can achieve that status of Fanafir Shaykh, Fanafir Rasul, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, Fanafir Allah as well. And don't think that, oh, it's going to be very hard. We live in this Western world. You know, how can you gain spirituality in this world? It is hard, but it's not impossible, is it? And impossible, Amir Ahle Sunnah, he says, take this word impossible out of the dictionary. There's nothing that is impossible. Everything is possible. Everything. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, everything good that we want to do is possible. Never ever make yourself think negative. Take this negativity out of yourself. We can, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You know, again, being a wali Allah Azza wa Jal, that's not in our ibadat. The maqam of wilayat is what Allah Ta'ala gives or what Allah Ta'ala bestows upon a person. No one can be a wali because of his ibadat. No one can be a wali because of his taqwa, his fiat, piety, his fear of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala chooses these people. Maybe, you know, we don't know who a wali Allah is. You know, don't think that a wali Allah, someone working in a shop, he can't be a wali. Why can't he not be a wali? You know, if he works in the shop, he earns halal money, he keeps himself away from sins, he can be a wali. We don't know. So therefore, my dear Islamic brothers, Fikr-e-Madina is what we need to do every night before we go to sleep, inshallah Azza wa Jal. I will explain about Fikr-e-Madina, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in another silsila, where we will discuss Fikr-e-Madina in detail as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Hassan Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he died on the 26th of Safar 781 Hijri in Baghdad Sharif. The 24th Shuyukh for a Shaykh from the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Tariya Silsila is Hazrat Sayyidi Ahmad Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was born in Baghdad Sharif, and his education and upbringing again was from his father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Hassan Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He also did bayat and he got khilafat from his father. And again, my dear Islam brothers, we learn about the tarbiyat of the father. And seriously, those Islamic brothers who are watching this silsila, including myself as well, if we have children, we need to bring up our children according to the sunnah. Our tarbiyat, our time. You know, not only money and food and clothing is our zimmadari, to give them that beautiful upbringing is also our responsibility as well. Yet, you know, if you ask yourself a question, what about my children? How is their upbringing? Sadly, our upbringing, our children are being brought up by the TV. They sat in front of this box, and the box is doing their tarbiyat. Well, you know what type of tarbiyat this box is going to do. And then our children's tarbiyat today, or most of the people, sadly, their tarbiyat is video games. You know, sadly, they're playing video games where there's semi-nudity, where there's swearing, where there's killing, where there's fraud, you know, there's theft. You know, there is so much bad in there. That's the tarbiyat our children are taking. Not from the father, because he doesn't have time. Sadly, he's got to be working, earning money. Yeah, he's got to bring his children up. He's got to give them, you know, as they say, we've got to put food in front of them. We've got to clothe them. Yeah, this is not your only zimmedari. Why don't we understand? Our zimmedari is not to only feed and clothe our children. Our responsibility is also that we bring them up according to the tarbiyat that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, what the ulama, the sulaha, the awliya Allah, the way they used to bring up their children, that is the same tarbiyat that we need to be giving to our children. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ahmad Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he passed away on the 19th of Muharram 853 Hijri, his Mazar-e-Pak is also in Baghdad Sharif. And finally, today, inshallah, Azawajal, we're going to be discussing the biography of the 25th Buzurg of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya, At-Tariya Silsila, and that was Hazrat Sayyidi Sheikh Bahauddin, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He was born in India in a city called Junaid, and his education and his upbringing was with his teachers, and he did bad with Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Ahmad Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and he did bad with this Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the Buzurg that we discussed about. He and Sheikh Bahauddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi did bad with Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Ahmad Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Haram Sharif, and he gave him the ijazat from all the wazaif in the silsila as well. And there are many books that have been written by Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Bahauddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And he loved, one of the things that he loved was fragrance. And when he used to smell this beautiful fragrance, he used to go into this, in this mode that where he was out of his senses. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Bahauddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Yani he loved fragrance, and that was the reason why he passed away. Someone came to meet him, and this person, he had a lot of itra, his fragrance on his, on the Sheikh, he smelled that itra, and that was the reason that he passed away. And he died on the 11th of Zilhijjah, 921 Hijri. His Mazar-e-Pak, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is in Dakkan, in India. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we've learned today about the lives of five shuyukh from the Qadiriyya Razaviyya At-Tariya Silsila. And you can see one of the connections and one of the similarities of these Buzurgane Deen Rahimahumullah was their education and their upbringing. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Ta'ala shower His mercy and His blessings upon us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make us pious and also God-fearing, that we can also fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Not everyone will fear Allah Azza wa Jal. People today, ma'azallah, they commit so many sins, they commit murders, they commit so many atrocities throughout the world. They don't have that fear of Allah. Today, to build that fear of Allah, it takes time. And the thing is that the Buzurgane Deen Rahimahumullah have said that the one who doesn't have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that person, you know, he does everything. Because he doesn't fear Allah, he doesn't fear what's going to happen to him. Then he commits sins and he never looks back. And remember, Allah Ta'ala ki lati be awaz hai. Beautiful saying of the Buzurgane Deen. You can do whatever you want, but when Allah Ta'ala grips you, He will never let go of you. And when Allah Ta'ala grips you, that is our downfall, that is our demise. May Allah Ta'ala save us from His wrath, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, the universe is the body.